Welcome to podcast Ask Helvikis. How to build your assets and build your financial freedom. Enjoy.
Here from Florida, and this business meeting is only for those people who are right now you're going through a qualifying process to join the team, to join the Jaeger team. And you basically, most probably, you need some more information to back up your decision to join the team of entrepreneurs and to pursue your dream to build, to develop yourself, and to reach your financial goals. So, before we go, I want to ask everyone who is joining right now, and if you are first time joining, so tag yourself, where are you joining from? Town, city, and country. So let us know, everyone, where you guys coming here, and I will go very quick and read everyone tag here. So this is for people who most probably will hear this meeting on podcast and they cannot read the script, the chat, so they cannot read this chat. And so for those people, if you could tag yourself, town, city, country, where you're from joining this meeting. So let me start and do that process, reading process. I'll try to be quick here. So, good evening, Vilnius. Welcome. Good evening. It's good evening in Lithuania.
Yeah.
Good evening. Because here we have, 3 o'clock in afternoon, 3 p.m. So, good evening, Transbüttel, Germany. Daventry, United Kingdom. Transbüttel, Germany. One more time. Vilnius, Lithuania. Klaipėda, Kinduliai, Lithuania. London, UK. Kaunas, Lithuania, Šilutė, Lithuania, Krakow, Poland, London, UK, Tektoniškės, Lithuania, Jurbarkas, Užliedžiai, Lithuania, Lithuania, Kaunas, Šiauliai, Lithuania, Zurich, Switzerland, Kaunas, Lithuania, Bergamo, Italy, London, UK, Šiauliai, Lithuania, good morning, Kaunas, Florida in mind. Hey, good morning. Lithuania, Vilnius, Kulautuva, Lithuania. Hello. Didžioji, Lithuania. Leicester, England. Bialystok, Poland. Norway, Oslo. Lithuania, Klaipėda. Visaginas, Lithuania. Latvia, Gulbinė. Kazlų Rūda, Lithuania. Latvia, Madlena. Riga, Latvia. Riga, Latvia. Lithuania, Plungė. Netherlands,
Bergen
op Zoom. Welcome. Vilnius, Lithuania, Kaunas, Lithuania. Vilnius, Lithuania, Mažeikiai, Lithuania, Klaipėda, Lithuania, Gdansk, Poland, Rezekne, Latvija, Riga, Lielvardė.
Andy Nelson.
Andy Nelson from England. Hey, Andy Nelson. Marupi, Latvija. St. Neots, UK, Vilnius, Lithuania, Vilnius, Riga, Latvia, Lithuania, Shakai, hello, Jurbarkas, Lithuania. From Stoke-on-Trent, England, hi. Tullamore, Ireland, hello, Latvia, Riga, Lithuania, Veivre, Riga, Latvia, Palanga, Lithuania, Zalesa, Vilnius, Lithuania, Panevėžys, Lithuania, UK, Exmouth, Panevėžys, Lithuania, 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 hello. Latvia, Tukums, hello. London, UK, Vilnius, Lithuania, and people coming and joining us here to this meeting. So welcome one more time, guys. One more time. Welcome here from Florida to this business meeting. And Breitenfeld, Germany, hello, joining. So today we are here with several of our business leaders in Florida, and we are preparing ourselves to attend a special leadership Go Diamond weekend here starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
Basically for us, is starting today. So today at 8 p.m. Florida time, we do have a special diamond meeting, gathering together all Jaeger Diamonds that are working together in this project here at Go Diamond. And tomorrow we do start what, evening session?
Yeah.
Is it evening, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
I believe
8 p.m., the evening session, the so-called general session, and tomorrow the whole day, and it's also the whole leadership program here. So, and for you who want to build business seriously, so you should mark those dates for the next year, which is usually the last weekend, every last weekend in March, Jaegers, they organizing this event for a 21% and higher level or silver levels in US. If you are from US joining, then in US you have 25% so-called, but silver level. And today, for this year, they gave a little bit additional, so to say, options to join that leadership meeting, which is Eagle and above levels, but we don't know about next year. So, but for sure, this type of Go Diamond Leadership Weekend is organized for higher achievement, so 21 or silver, so to say, and up. So mark that date for the next year and talk to your mentors, talk to your team, how to achieve that level for the next year. So, and this is a must attend weekend to develop your skills, leadership skills. One more time, this is leadership seminar, leadership special seminar. And here you develop your leadership skills, which can lead you or will lead you to next levels of achievements for sure. So mark date next year, March, the last weekend, and it doesn't matter what is the date, but last weekend to be here with your team. And of course, we are not coming only to that particular meeting. We just have that meeting as the main event, but we are, using that event for
reason.
Reason to come to Florida, but just, to relax, to have fun, to spend time with partners, those who have kids, they coming with kids like. This time, I mean, we have bunch of kids, more kids than adults, most probably this time. And of course, if you want, you can bring parents to spend time. It's kind of vacation, family. It's not like it's kind of family reunion, but it's not, you understand, it's business family reunion, so to say. So we're spending already here, what, 1 week?
Yeah, 1 week past.
One week is today is 1 week exactly. 1 week, and so Edmundas, how long are you gonna stay here?
Till two more weeks, I believe. Two and yeah, till 11th.
11th of April. Yes, and in previous times we were coming here, we would be planning to leave Florida at particular date. Very often before April 1st, because the silver level business is not so strong yet. So if you wanna build up or continue to build actively, you should be working physically with your partners. But that was prior, so to say, Zoom world or online world. And right now we changed that, not requirement, not the rule, but just suggestion to, you know, if you have time and you have financial situation is good, then you can stay here in Florida for long as you want, you know, as what your time and your financial situation allows. So that's why for the next year, have in mind, you can stay here even longer. And I think that Edmundas will do next year what?
Yeah, half a year.
Half a year. The first year and another year. So, okay. We think, we decided that today we will kind of divide that meeting in two parts, like not two parts, one part, but I'm going to share one first intro, so to say, to the business plan, and Edmundas, he will catch up and he will finish that business meeting. So, of course, as always, after that, we finish presentation, you guys, you are free to ask questions, but please just ask questions about this business. We do not want to go in other areas of what's happening right now around the world. So please only about a business, and we will be answering your questions after we finish presentation. And I'm just repeating here, this business meeting is particular for people who you are already on the track on the QP program. You most probably today your is fourth or fifth meeting, maybe sixth meeting, or maybe it could be also the third meeting. So, but most probably you need to know, you need to know the business idea already, the company we're working with, I mean the general picture. And we are here just to add some flavors, to add our experience. Edmundas, how long you are in business?
16 years.
So 16 years of experience, Edmundas, and myself, 21 years in the business. So, and this is what I mean by flavors, our experience. Of course, maybe different point of view, perspective, point of view, that is different that you have today. We will be trying to share as much as possible, okay? And we will not take so much time, because again, this is only the presentation. And sometimes people, they want to know some technical details, how to build business, but we would not go into those types of explanation, okay? It's not a training, it's a presentation, okay? So, okay, let's start the presentation, and I'm gonna do it, and then I'll pass to Edmundas. So, first and very important thing, so why we start this business? Myself, I'm talking about myself, why I started this business. Before that business, we were living in Germany, and we would have, I was having conventional business. And before business, we were making a six-figure income from conventional business. And it looked like financial situation is getting better and better and better. But the problem I had, and back then I didn't know that this is the problem, because you're young. I was 29, okay? So I had no time. My conventional business was taking 20 hours, 5 days a week from my day. So 20 hours. And weekends, maybe the lowest hours, 12, 14 hours, Sunday, okay? So, and you can imagine, so conventional business, maybe some of you are today running conventional business, you are working a lot, especially in the beginning, right? So, and when I was introduced to the business idea, eventually to the team, I couldn't understand for some time why to build this business. Although I was shown quadrant. I was reading, I was attending meetings, but still my head was most probably full of, you know, problems from my conventional business that I needed to solve right now, because the money is here. You know, if I'm not solving, that most probably that I lose clients and et cetera, et cetera. So those who you are guys are self-employed, you know what I'm talking here about. So, but sometime, basically I know the date, so it was, 2001, 26th of June, I met additional successful business partner. He was coming back or whatever way, I think he was coming back to America from his business tour, and I met him in Cologne in Germany, and I had this opportunity to talk with him in private. And so I've asked him, because I knew from his biography that they were kind of very successful scientists, very successful, both scientists. And I asked him the question, why you, as successful scientists you are, you started this business. So he, as a professor, physics, he smiled and he said, you know, what is, he asked me, so what is financial independence for you? Can you explain that? And, you know, usually what people say to that question, like myself, I want to say it's kind of a lot of money, but I knew already some information, so I knew who he is. So, and I said, you know what, basically, I don't know what is it for myself. What is it financial independent? And so he started to give examples. And I liked his example a lot. And you see, he is a physics, very successful physics expert. So his brain is different than the rest of us, right? So he said, look, I am a professor of physics working at university. So what I'm doing, I'm teaching people physics, theoretical physics. I never invented anything. I am good in theoretical physics. So I understand physics and I can teach other people. So what income I'm getting? So how much I'm paid for that? So how they pay me? And I said, monthly salary. Exactly, he said. The next month is the same salary, is the same physics. And so he said, just look at the picture, like, okay, after 1 year or 2 years teaching students, you know, these students start to what? To leave university, right? Getting diplomas and, you know, taking place in economy. So starting to make money, starting to make impact, or so to say, adding value to economy. And then he looked at me and said, what is it that they are paying me from that added value? So how much I'm getting from that added value? Because I gave that knowledge. And then I said, like nothing? And he said, yes. But look, what happens the next year? I'm getting new students coming. I'm doing the same work. So please listen carefully. The same work. Physics didn't change, theoretically. You understand? So I'm teaching the same stuff, different people, getting paid the same amount. Every month, every year, although after 5-10 years, I'm adding value to economy, which is in millions, and they are not paying me from that added value. And so he said, what if they would start to pay me, they would stop paying me professor's salary monthly, but they would start paying me 1% from each student that gets salary. From his salary, 1%. As long as he gets salary. Because this would be a right system. So, and from here, so he continued about passive income, of course. So this is a passive income. And what is financial freedom has to do with passive income? So it's like everything. You want to be free. You want to do whatever you want in life. Just again, I wanna make attention here. Financial freedom has nothing to do with amount of money. Financial freedom is how do you get your income. It's not about amount. It has nothing to do with amount. It has to do everything about how do you get paid. And so passive income is such income or component of income which is paid for work you have done previously in the past. You stop doing it, but they still continue to pay you. So, and from that day, this day, you know, changed a lot in my head. And so he gave me a book. He gave me a book. You can see it, that book I see. Okay. He gave me a book, Cash Flow Quadrant. So in that book, I suggest you heavily to read that book until you get it. What I mean, get it. Financial freedom is not for everyone. Not for everyone. Not everyone will become financial free. Different reasons. Okay, we will not touch that. But it's not for everyone. But I assume everyone who is watching this presentation, you want your financial freedom. You want your passive income. You want your assets to generate passive income. So it means, and what I want to say to you about that book, read that book as much times as until you get it. It's not like one time, 100 times, 1,000 times. Guys, how do you know you get it?
Yeah, that's a good question.
How do you know? You will know. You will know. It's the moment you change the way you think.
The way you walk, the way you sleep, the way you behave, everything.
Everything. But the second you make that decision. So I remember my that moment. It basically was two moments. One was at seminar, August 25th, 2001, where I made that decision. But I needed to share that my decision with my wife. So I came back from seminar. We had this meeting. And I said to Diana, hey, so she knew everything already. I mean, but I asked her directly, so, honey, do you want to become financial free? And she said, yes. And I said already yes before that meeting at seminar to myself. And when she confirmed yes, that second, I said the next sentence, it was like that. You know what? From now, our life has changed. We're changing our everything from now. From that second, it's not like tomorrow. From that second, I said, okay, now sit. So now everything is changing. Like from now we're thinking differently. What we need to do to accomplish. And this is what we were doing like 2 seconds prior that, you know, we need to change that because this, you know, it wasn't leading to financial freedom. So read book Kiyosaki's book as much as you need to get to the point what I'm trying to explain you. So, and basically what it says, on the left-hand side of quadrant, there are 95% of people, 95% of people who are making active income. Nothing wrong about this. Active income, in some of, around 40% of people, that's why I'm saying, not for everyone, financial freedom, 40% of people are very satisfied with being on the left side quadrant and being employees. That's why we don't, you know, how we don't try to, you know, convince them. No, we're looking for people who want to move to the right side. So 95% of people, employees or self-employees, you know, nothing wrong, but they are making active income here. And that's it. With active income, you don't have a chance to become financial free. Financial independence, nothing. So you need to move to the right side of quadrant where 5% of people are gathering together. So 5% is not so small number if you count in population-wise. Almost 8 billion we have right now, 7.9 something, right? So multiplying 5, what do you have? 400 million people, financial free. Just have in mind that number, 400 million people. And it's kind of like it's already more than United States and Canada together. Maybe we need to add, I don't know, Lithuania to this.
Yeah.
And it's going to be 400. So it's a big number. Don't look at 5%, look at 400. Why? Because a lot of people, when they read Kiyosaki and start to understand that it's possible, they kind of think, you know, because of different emotional situations, it's not for me, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But 400 million worldwide, they have done. So it's possible. That's why cash flow quadrant, read that book to understand why is possible, what you need to do. Okay, and then the next book, I have it here, The Business of 21st Century, it's also from Kiyosaki. So we like him because he's talking our language. And of course, he's a neutral author. So he's not with us, like he's not building the business, I mean, okay? So read that book also until you understand, until you get it. Why? Network marketing is the best vehicle for the majority. One more time, please hear me well. For the majority to move from the left side to the right side. Not for everyone, for the majority. Again, one more time. Why network marketing is the best vehicle in 21st century to move from the left side, so to say, from the active income to the passive income source. Why network marketing is the best vehicle? You need to read it until you understand. It's, you know, of course, people and most probably all of you, you are ambitious people. Because again, to move from the left to the right, you need to have some type of ambition. And ambition people, what they do before they make serious decision, they are browsing for different options, like, you know, okay, why not this? Why not that? Well, look, this sounds much better. This is here and that. And so you are coming with different ideas, which is okay. That's why I'm saying, read this book as until you get it, until you make a clear decision, like, okay, I got it. I'm pushing away all those, you know, whatever you have today, ideas, cryptos, real estate, whatever estate. this business. Okay, I'll do a little bit. Maybe I want to clear something here. So if we go and look at the quadrant, right side of quadrant, which generates passive income, you need to have an asset. Assets are different categories. So basically, they are in three categories: business, real estate, and stocks. Business, real estate, and stocks. So please listen carefully. I'm saving you tons of time and money. As I've counted them and listed, this is how they goes by priority. You never start with stocks. Whatever stocks you understand, crypto is stocks. Stocks are stocks, options are stocks, whatever. You get a point? So this is the third. It's not the first. Real estate is not the first, it's the second by priority. Number one is business. Business which creates passive income. Not every business, they do have this opportunity. So business is number one, and that's why this is a saying. You don't need to go further than first cover. The business of the 21st century. It's a business. One more time. It's the first asset category where all successful financial people, they start from business, then they move their assets, in this case, money, to real estate, and then they move to stocks. And everything is in surplus. You make money in business and you get the point where it's surplus, then you reinvest surplus into real estate, then you add another surplus to that surplus, and those two surplus you invest in stocks, whatever you call it, crypto, whatever you call it, doesn't matter. I don't say that you cannot make money in other, you know, in all of, I mean, in stocks or in real estate before business. You can make it, but it's not about making money. If you want to become financial free, it's not about making money. It's about creating wealth. For that, you need to have a system how it's built, the wealth. So it's again, that's why read two books. Cashflow Quadrant, until you get it. When you get it is when that second you close the book and you say, okay, I'm changing my life. I'm changing now. It's not tomorrow. I'm thinking, no, read one more time. And it's only for those, if you want to move from the left to the right, if you want to create an asset to build a passive income, you want to create your financial freedom for yourself, for your kids, for your future generation, you want to build wealth. Read until you get it. The point you get it is the point when you, that second, you say, okay, I'm changing. I'm changing my plan. And then you read that book. Why? Remember assets category? Business, real estate, stocks. Business, real estate, stocks. Why business, and why this business for majority, one more time, majority people worldwide is the best vehicle to move to the right side. Okay, now I'm finishing. I want to pass to Edmundas. So he was very quiet here sitting. So Edmundas, he said already 16 years in the business, and I can say that Laura and Edmundas, Laura is his wife. Now she is shopping. With three kids?
Yes.
You know, three kids and...
No, we managed better way. Laura is shopping. Three kids are sitting in the villa. Oh. And our downline is watching after the kids.
Okay. This is... Oh, you see. So I can tell you guys, we met Laura and Edmundas when you were students. I mean, like students. Yeah. I think you were
25
still students. You were still students, something like that. Very young couple. And Edmundas kind started first at this business, and he looked very quiet. We couldn't see him in the beginning. I don't know. Is it Laura that changed everything?
I was like a shadow, you know.
But he was shadow. Yes.
I was attending the meetings Julius and Diana was organizing, and after every meeting I was like asking what is the date for another meeting, and that was enough for me, you know. I was just attending, and I was, how to say, you know, consuming that information, and for me it took a while to get what Žilvinas, you know, is trying to tell all of us today, you know. Read the casual quadrant long enough or as many times as needed to get the point. And for me, it was not only the casual quadrant, for me was those meetings, like this meeting. I was attending and attending and attending, hearing that quadrant again and again and again. So yeah, that's why I was just sitting, doing nothing and listening. So yeah, and today I sometimes I see people, you know, one meeting, another meeting, and you know, looks like they need more information, but they think that they get all the information what they need, but it's not like that. So.
Yeah, I can say, you know, Edmundas and Laura, they are both perfect. I cannot use the word perfect students, but they are almost perfect students, and this is what is required to build success. Because every one of us, we need to learn new things. Because to move from the left to the right, you need a lot of new things. Okay. So they have proven that they are not theoretical. Okay. They have business worldwide. I'd say international business. And so I wanna hand him my iPad and he will explain you or show him you the presentation here on the drawing, so to say, pad.
Yes, okay, so I will continue what Žilvinas said. Yeah, okay, so let's continue with the business. And business we can have or own, there are not a lot of ways, right? I mean, one, you can buy, and that means franchising, right? You buy franchise, but to have business, to own as a to own a franchise, you have to have very serious franchising business, and it costs a lot. 2 million, 3 million, it depends, of course, but if we talk about hotels, worldwide names, you know, brands, it could cost a lot. So is this an option for you know, average person like me? I understood that this was not the option for the day, I mean for now, okay? So I did this. I decided not to move this way, right? Another way was you can create such a business which is an asset and you know, run by systems, but it takes 20 and more years and it's not easy, right? I mean, if you read the quadrant, in second quadrant, you own traditional type of business and it takes a lot to develop that kind of business to a big system business. And I understood that this was not the option. And the third is what Robert Kiyosaki explains in that book, 21st Century, that was, I will put it very simple way, okay? This is Amway business, okay, with the Jaeger Group, okay? I added some things to that book from myself, okay?
Yeah.
Basically, Kiyosaki said multi-level marketing business, you need to find a very respectful company, okay, and which is Amway. Amway is number one, okay? And he says, You have to find the team with the results you would like to achieve. Okay, you have to find the team who is ready to teach you. Okay, the things you need to own or be able to own such a big business. Okay, which is Jaeger Group number one. Okay, and this. Okay, this is the way. So if not this option, Amway Business with Jaeger Group, I would choose that one, okay? To start from scratch something, mm-hmm. you know, develop something. So, and of course, that was main goal, okay? To find a team and we have everything. So first step when you qualify to the team, okay, you qualified, you passed this qualification process. First is you get invitation to register, okay, to Amway. Now you own a contract or a business platform. Amway opens you online store and puts every product they deliver in that market you are starting the business. And in Europe, we can say it's approximately 450 plus product names. Okay, so you register with Amway and you cannot enter the business without somebody recommends you, meaning you have a sponsor and sponsor has a sponsor, and this is how you get into the team of very, very successful business owners, people who started this business 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15, 20, 30, Žilvinas, 20 plus years in the business. Okay, so and in that line of sponsorship, you have mentors, people who are very interested in helping you succeed. And this is how the system works, okay? You need to introduce yourself to all line of sponsorship or as many, you know, uplines, so to say, uplines as you can, okay? And okay, so this is the way how you get entered the team, okay? You register, you qualify process, and you register in Amway, and now we do second step, we use or consume products for A, yourself, and B, clients. Okay, now this is what it takes to create a turnover in your business. Okay, so by using products yourself, you purchase products for your personal needs. Okay, you are a family of four, you consume, I don't know, products, you know, laundry detergents, supplements, personal hygiene products, all type of products. So what you do, basically, you don't go to traditional stores or supermarkets as you used to do. Now you switch, okay, the way you spend your money. Now you stop spending in Asda, Tesco, Lidl, whatever, and you spend money in your business, okay? So you buy products for yourself and Amway delivers products to your doors, okay? Today I just received in our house a delivery, okay? That was three boxes of, you know, all kind of type of products, and we do this all over the world. I mean, we come to
United States. One of these products is here.
This is my favorite. Excess energy drink with plenty of vitamin B. Actually, it's
which flavor is that?
Root beer. My
nice.
Favorite.
Oh.
And this is how we do turnover and we supplement our business. I mean, we we keep our spendings in very close circle, okay? Mm-hmm. We don't overspend, you know, in different directions. We spend in our business. This is how you keep your business running, okay? So this, we need to understand this, first of all. Now, second, or B, is your clients. Now, clients are your closest people, family members, colleagues in work. They will notice that you consume different type of products, and they will start ask some things, you know, and this is how you develop net of clients. How many? I don't know. Two? Can you believe that you can find two clients? Five? Maybe 10? But you understand one thing, that you will not build a huge business which will provide you with the passive income if you will focus only on clients. So clients are not your majority focus. No, not main focus on clients. Clients, this is side effect of you running your own business, okay? Yes, clients are very important, but this is not the way we build a business or teach people to build a business, okay? Now, by doing A and B, you create personal turnover. Okay? How much? Let's say 100 points, point value. 1 point equals 2 euros, approximately. It will be easier to count, okay? Meaning 100 point is 200 euros you did turnover in your store by doing A and B, okay? Now, third step is what we all need to learn. Third step is the reason why you will build huge business and how you will build your huge business. Don't worry if you will not understand this third step today, okay? It will take maybe some time, but your mentor and sponsor will teach you, will help you. You will not be alone in this, okay? But I have to mention very important. Third is qualification process. So we selecting right candidate to your business, right partner, business partner, okay? Now, it takes time, but the moment we qualify this person, okay, he becomes, again, not client, he becomes business partner. Now, client and business partner behaves differently. Client is a client. Today he is a client, tomorrow he is a client in Walmart, Tesco, or Lidl. I don't know, you know, this is the client, okay? Now, business partner understands much, much deeper. Business partner, he understands standards of the team. Business partner understands the importance of personal development and a lot of different things. He is motivated, he is looking, he is ambitious, a lot of things. So business partner, he is completely different story, okay? Now, this is we as a team, we select that kind of family into the team and we start work with that couple, with that family, okay? We focus to help them achieve results, okay? So that partner, this is not the question if this business partner will consume products for themselves. This is not the question because nobody will build a huge successful business if they will not consume products as owners, okay? So this is not the question. If he was selected, he understands a lot already. So that's why we can say that here will be turnover. This partner will have his own shop. He will do step two, which is consuming products for their family, okay? And we delivers products to his doors. He consumes and buy products wall price, which is less 25-30%, okay, as you do as well, okay. And that's why we know that in that type of picture you see on the screen will be 200 points turnover, okay. So 200 points, is this a lot or not? This is not the right question. The right question is how turnover was built, okay? And that turnover was built, pay attention, guys. Group turnover, okay? And group turnover is different story compared to personal turnover, okay? Personal turnover you do with yourself and the clients, but group turnover you do yourself, okay, clients and business partner, okay. So now I will draw bonus performance bonus table, and you will see bonuses that Amway pays according to marketing plan. Now 10,000 points, Amway pays 21%, 18% pays from 7,000, 4,000, 15%, 12% pays from 2,400, 1,200, 9%, 6%, 600, and 200 points, Amway pays 3%. Now, you created a business which is 200 points in turnover. We multiply by 3% and you get paid 6 points. We multiply by 2 euros and you get paid 12 euros as a profit. Wow, right? That's a lot. Guys, you did that in one day.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a profit.
Mm-hmm.
You see, this is very important to understand what you did in order to get paid. Is that was that a huge investments, huge preparation, or I mean, it's simple. If you get paid 12 euros, that means that's actually the proof that you will get paid 10,000. Okay. That's it. What we need only to multiply everything what you just have done. And I will go forward. Now, we help you select 9 people into the team. 9 frontline, so to say, people, okay? And we assume that this is mathematical model, okay? So everyone from those 9 will do their own 100 points in turnover, and in total group turnover will be 1,000 points. So 1,000 points group turnover, we multiply by, we look at the performance bonus, okay, multiply by 6, and we have 60 points as a bonus paid to the people who deserves according to marketing plan. Now let's look at the picture and decide who will get paid, who is deserved, okay? Now this person is not deserving yet because Amway start pay from 200 and he done only 100. Meaning all those 9 will not get paid yet. They purchase their own products, from the business and with the discount price, that's fine. Meaning next in line to get paid will be you. That's why 60 is your bonus multiplied by 2 and you have 120 euros in your pocket as a profit. That's nice. Now, all those 9 people will say, listen, John, I want you to help me to get paid as you already got the profit. So we will help that person to do the same. And let's say we help select 6 people into his team, and this one blue, okay, triangle, you see there is a 7 business partners in that triangle, okay? So we will help to do the same for every 9 of those people, okay? in those triangles, seven people. All those seven people do the same, 100, 100, okay? Now we count group turnover. Remember, your own personal turnover doesn't change. You did 100 points and it stays the same, okay? But what grows is group turnover, because we're building the network of business partners, online stores, okay? Now, in that triangle, blue triangle, we have seven businesses multiplied by 100 and we have 700 points. Multiply by 9 groups, okay, plus 100 your turnover personal, and in total group turnover will be 6,400 points business. Now multiply by 15% and we have 960 points will be paid as bonuses to all people who deserves. One very important thing is that Amway pays to from the bottom to the top, okay? From bottom to the top, meaning the last person joined the team, he will be paid first. If he will be paid first, meaning he can make more than you, me, or anybody else who started this business before him. That what makes this business not as a financial
illegal
pyramid, okay? Because in all pyramids, illegal pyramids, top makes the most and first, okay? That's why Amway already 60 more years in the world and is number one in that industry, okay? So first person makes nothing from the performance bonus yet, so those six don't make yet. That person, one from those nine, he has 700 in turnover multiplied by six, he gets 42 points from those 960. So 42 multiplied by 9, 378 points will be paid to 9 people, okay? And 960 minus 378, you will get paid, you will be next, okay? You will get, be paid 582 points multiplied by 2, it will be euros, 1,164 euros in your pocket. This is a profit. Is this something you did differently compared to when you started the business? No.
You did differently.
So this was that was the repeated and continuously done work to build a business which is long-lasting, actually, business, because turnover, 6,400 turnover, that is natural turnover. Natural meaning not overblown. I mean, imagine, every circle is a family. Family, for family to consume products for 200 euro a month, this is natural. That family most probably is not selling to nobody nothing, okay? Meaning that's natural turnover. Now imagine another thing. That one person, okay, he sells a lot, okay? He sold for 2,000 points a month this month. Okay, that's nice, but you know what? He will not be able to repeat this 12 months in a row. So most probably that turnover will 1 month will go to the, you know,
almost zero,
and etc. and etc. Because it's very hard to keep running around and selling. So this is why it's not the main goal, okay, to learn how to sell and a lot. No, we need to learn how to develop network of business owners, okay, and keep growing that natural turnover, okay? Good. So, if I would count further, let's say this model, let's say for everyone from those six people, we help register three more, okay? And in that red triangle, there is a four businesses, okay? And four here, and four here, and four here, and four, and et cetera, and et cetera. So that one guy from those nine will have turnover 2,500, I guess. But I will not count in the details for now. I just will say that in your business will be 22,600 points in turnover. As you see, that amount of turnover is much more than 21%. So you will get paid additional bonuses. Ruby bonuses, 21%, Ruby bonus, leadership bonus, etc., etc. So for everyone who deserves bonus, okay, they will get paid. And for you will be left 4,000 points as bonus. Multiply by 2 euros, it will be 8,000 euros for you. That's quite a business, okay? That's great income additional to what you do today in life. Doesn't matter. What are you? Maybe you are employee or business owner. I don't know. But that amount, that income is completely different income if you compare to left side of the quadrant. Yes, it's not passive income like 100%. No.
But still, already is passive income here.
Yes. And I can tell you that income will change a lot in people's lives. Okay? Now, this is not the top. You just started the business, okay? And I will show you the reason why to start, why to build this business. Now this is you. The moment you started the business, one of the milestones, let's say, it's 21% multiplied by 12 months, okay? And you become Founders Platinum business. Founders Platinum makes approximately 70,000 euros a year, and that's really nice additional income. So this is one of the first, let's say, goals, but not the main goal why you started the business. Remember, you started the business because of the passive income and financial independence. So another goal is to help your friend or one of the people in your business reach the same. If you did that with your mentor, let's say that person, okay, you reach that, meaning you can help this person do the same. What Amway is doing, they start pay you passive income 6% from that business turnover, 6%. And this is how you created asset number one. Asset number one. Okay, you created one asset, one business. Now you get paid 6% from one asset. Imagine this as a real estate. You own a real estate without any mortgages, loans, okay? You own the flat in London, okay? Apartment. Now you own an asset and you rent the asset and you get rental money, right? So that rental money is a passive income, okay? What you need to do next is own another flat, another apartment, and third and fourth. This is how you can count assets, okay? And you get 6% from one asset as a passive income. Next goal to help another two families reach the same Founders Platinum, at least Founders Platinum, and you will get paid additional 6%, 6%, okay? And this is number two asset, number three asset. That's awesome. That's simple mathematics, okay? Count till three, count till six, and then maybe further, okay? By the time you do this, okay, you help three families reach Founders Platinum, you become Founders Emerald. Founders Emerald makes approximately 100,000 euros a year. That's good money, let's say, okay? Good Founders Emerald really can be financial independent. But you don't stop here. You help three more people reach the same, okay? 6%, 6%, 6%, number four, number five, number six asset. And you become, I like colors. And you become Founders Diamond. And this is your ultimate goal. Don't relax until you do this. I remember, all team is talking, about this, okay? I mean, don't relax until you reach Founders Diamond and then decide what you wanna do further, okay? Founders Diamond income is approximately 400,000 euros a year, and it's not a limit. It's not a top, it's not, it's great life, it's financial freedom. You are from among those 5% people in the globe. You are really free, okay? But what about executive diamond, double diamond, triple diamond, etc., etc., etc.? It's imagination, What stops people actually? Imagination. And I can tell you, I'm working with my imagination. I need more, This is what imagination is. Žilvinas gave me this in order me not to relax too much, okay? I need to, think about the goals, etc., etc. So I just showed you guys picture. I showed you plan, your plan. If you're really serious about financial freedom, this is the way which works, and you will never be alone. I'm done.
Good. Thank you, Edmundas. So, guys, I liked his very much his one idea. He was showing, remember that white circle? It says 2,000 points. So in and there are two ideas of such business. One idea, one let's say one business is doing a lot of volume, and another idea is one business is doing a little bit of volume. So idea behind is that which one idea you would take, and I'll give you an example here. So let's say the 2,000, I would say even more maybe, let's say 4,000 points volume, personal volume is 100%. Let's say 4,000 is 100%. What is then 200 points? It's it's a 5% or something like this, right? Mm-hmm. 5%, I think, mm-hmm. would be. So from 4,200 would be 5%. So would you take a business with 100% of effort, or would you take I said 5%, or you would take 20 businesses each with 5% of effort? You get the picture. So meaning 1%, one business 100%, let's say he's doing well, but then month he gets sick, maybe he would do zero that month. And what means for your business, you would lose the big volume.
Significant, yeah, amount.
And what about the other example, 20 businesses each 5%, which is also 100%, right? And just imagine half of them, 10 people got sick. They didn't, let's say they didn't buy somehow, suppose they didn't need because of the sick that month. They didn't buy 200 each. But you still have 2,000 or half of, you get 50%, you have it. So this is idea behind simplicity, what Edmund was here was showing. I like that example. You know, why Jaeger team is pursuing that simple approach to business. So, okay, let's move now to the questions and see what is here coming. So, in which direction would you advise a person to work with himself to make this business a priority, not only in words, but also in actions? So I'm thinking advice to work. I think I was giving, read books, or I gave those books, Kiyosaki, those two books until you get it. Because so the way we behave, everything depends on the way we think. The way we think, everything depends on the information we have in our brain. And the information, the way we get in our brain is, you know, there are different, what do you say, they're through hearing, through seeing, through touching, through feeling. So, and now you know how, why you think the way you think and you behave the way you behave, because you have information, particular information. Now you need to change that particular information, and we don't know exactly which way, but one way is, of course, reading. So through eyes, reading, getting to the brain, new type of information, which is, that's why I'm saying, we don't know what, you need one time to read the book, I think you last time on open you said 1,000 times.
Yeah.
1,000 times to read a book. It doesn't matter. It needs to, you need to hear a click in the brain. Click that like changes. Like, that's why we don't know which way you need to have that information. Of course, you can try and go maximum. Read, listen audio, you know, see like attending here business plan, you see what is drawings or, you know, other type of information presentation. So attend, be with people successful. We don't know which one will help. That's why we say reading, you know, read that book, two books until you get it. And that's
can,
it.
Can I share?
Yeah.
Please. You see, what helped me? You know, we people are very smart. I mean, smart, and we often can find a way, like shortcut, you know, to reach what we need, what we want. I'll go with examples. You know, for example, you want to change a car. And you will figure out how to, you know? I mean, we all can. You want a nice dress and you don't have money for that. You will figure out how to, if you really want. I mean, it's we people, we you know, press ourselves, we think, and we figure out how to, okay? Now, and most people do that, and here business comes, okay? And instead of building this business and buy a dress from the income from the business, okay, we as a people, we use a shortcuts, okay? We save salary and we buy what we want, okay? And from the outside, you can observe two type of people. One in the business, but getting everything what he wants in life, getting from the shortcuts, you know, saving salary, additional job, etc., etc., and buying, you know, stuff. And another person in the business, but he is not doing that, okay? He said to himself that he will buy that dress only when he reached 3%, 6%. But this is the not about income. This is about I said it, I will do it, okay? And here is the question, okay? How to work with himself, okay? Mm-hmm. This is how you work with yourself. You talk with yourself and do what you said and you know is right. This is what helped me, okay? Because Dexter Yeager was talking about this all the time.
Limits.
Yeah.
We know our limits and we should go to those limits.
Yeah.
We should press ourselves.
Yeah.
You say a limit, what I don't said 6%. Okay, this is where, you know, this is okay. Until I reach 6%, I get to buy this and this, or you know, to go to the movie, whatever, to award yourself. Yeah, it's working with yourself so much. Then there was a previous one question: when we will have all excess types in Lithuania? Uh-huh. You see, everything we would like, of course, we have. That's why we coming here to US and we enjoying. So join us here into US, and you will, you know, you will have very quick. We can tell you for sure, we will not have the same flavors in other countries than US, because the US is different type of market, guys. If you never been to US, it's very hard to you to explain. It's a different economy here, general talking. So it's different taste of Coca-Cola and different even I wanted to say different taste of petrol, of gas. It's a different, and it's different economy, different principles here. That's why we will not have, not even, I mean, I'm not talking about Amway. I mean, the general products are here, services, products are different than elsewhere in the world. And it's not because of manufacturers. They can produce whatever market sets up for standards. So
I was waiting for different type of flavors in Lithuania. But the moment I got to United States, it's not so important anymore.
I think Edmundas drinks a day 10 or 20 cans a day. So
you can see, right, from the eyes.
drinks, so, you know, to catch up.
With the kids.
With the kids. Why is it hard in the beginning to communicate with my mentor? It's an interesting question. Maybe there's a trust scenario here, most probably, and usually it takes time. So time, because maybe most probably you're strange people, so don't run so fast into, don't get overheated, so to say. This is a very dangerous situation when people get overheated in business and, you know, they want maximum in first day and, you know, and then they lose that taste, flavor, you know, to pursue the dreams. So don't overheated trust is built step by step. It's not at the first meeting, it's not at the first year even. So it takes time. So it. I think this is the situation here. Time,
And of course, the more you do, the easier it is. I
Absolutely.
mean, it's
Absolutely.
First time you start play something, it's hard.
And the more you talk, you know, because we, you know, to establish trust in each way, we need to understand vocabulary we talk. Because, you know, sometimes people, they say one thing, but they mean different. And, you know, this is miscommunication very often. And we need to go through those situations in time and eventually, you know, to understand what you mean by saying that. Okay, and to build, eventually to build trust. Is it possible to reduce it? Is it possible? No. Which levels are very important to have success? Which levels are very important to have successful structure business? Which levels are?
Yeah, in the seminar, I believe the speakers
Julia
mentioned, mm-hmm. right? Julia and Johan.
Johan.
Ruby level, really, really great level, meaning in structure wise.
But you are talking already a little bit higher. Let's start from Eagle start. Just go through Eagle structure. Of course, Ruby is the most. We're having tropical
storm.
Rain here. Tropical rain, guys. Floridian rain. We have here. Okay.
We'll go to jump into the pool.
Yeah,
right?
Pool is waiting, full of water. So let's move first through the Eagle structures, because Eagle structure. If you go from the first to the last, from the eagle start to the ultimate eagle, you'll learn all significant things you need to build big business. You move from the eagle start up to the ultimate, you learn and everything. I mean, like everything you need structure-wise, money-wise, everything-wise, okay? So you will be a very wise builder. Is it possible to register
in the US, I believe.
In the US? You talked with your upline. How does it work here with maybe the question was US? Greetings from Memelika. Sorry, I didn't finish. Is it possible in the US by having by another person address? You know, talk to your upline or your mentor. He will guide you in all of those questions. And we just can say yes. It is, but again, you know, we don't want to, again, as I said at the beginning, it's not a training here, it's more presentation and trying to answer general questions, but this one is more kind of teaching how to do, that's why you would go with your upline, your team, they will teach you. So, Edmundas.
Great meeting.
I think it was a great meeting. So guys, one more time. Cheers here from US, Florida. Mark the date next year. And we will be booking villas here in Emerald Island Resort. Emerald Island Resort. We will be booking villas for bigger crowd of people coming next year. So mark the date. And
checking Google Map, right?
Yeah, build your business from today, from now, not from tomorrow, from now. Okay. So okay, next Thursday we will have another info session as usual, the same time. You know, we will, you know, the same time, everything the same. We're not changing, but it's gonna be in Lithuanian language. So, have a good evening, and thanks, Edmundas.
Great meeting.
Great
Thank
meeting.
You.
So, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.